由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us again.
亲爱的朋友你好，好高兴你能够收听这个节目《天路导向》。
We are continuing in our series of messages entitled How God Works.
今天呢，我们要继续讲这个系列信息，就是叫做上帝的方法，或者呢，是神怎样去作工。
I hope you are prepared with your Bibles and ready to listen.
我呢好希望你能够预备好你的圣经去聆听神的话语。
Often when people are angry with God,
有时呢当人是对神是发怒的时候
,they take it out on the Christian leaders.
他们呢往往是将自己的怨气呢是发在教会的领袖身上的。
When a family member or a friend gets mad with God,
当我们的屋企人或者是亲友是对神是发怒的时候呢
，They take it out on the godly person that is nearest to them。
佢哋咧往往系会发泄喺身边最亲嘅嗰啲虔诚嘅信徒身上。
Why？
点解佢哋会咁做嘅咧
？Because like this woman, this type of anger is often accompanied with guilt。
因为就好似呢一位撒勒法嘅妇人一样，其实佢嘅怨气咧系伴随住佢嘅罪疚感嘅。
Look at the latter part of verse 18。
请你睇一睇《列王纪上》17:18嘅下半段咧。
She said
喺嗰度咧，呢个妇人就话
：Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son？
他说你竟然来到这里使神想念我的罪以致我的仔是死呢
Death often brings guilt up to the surface.
死亡往往是令到罪孽浮现出来的。
I have seen people grieve in funerals.
我曾经见过在追悼会上面悲痛的人。
They don't only grieve over the loved ones,
他们不单止为了失去亲爱的人呢是觉得哀伤
But also for their own sense of guilt and failure in the face of the inevitability of death.
也都呢是面对无可避免的死亡的时候自己的挫败自己的过失令到他们呢是非常之伤痛的。
I want you to understand the way God works.
我盼望你能够明白神是怎样去作事，神是怎样去作工的。
This Baal worshipping woman did not know Yahweh as she should.
敬拜巴力的这位妇人，她并没有是真正认识耶和华神。
She thought Yahweh is the same as Baal.
她以为耶和华和巴力是一样的。
And because Baal was a vindictive God,
因为巴力是一位复仇的神。
Because Baal was the god of tit for tat.
因为巴力是一位以牙还牙的神。
So she thought that God was vindictive too.
所以这位妇人就认为耶和华都是复仇之神来的。
However,
但是呢
this woman's son did not die because of her sin.
这个妇人的仔他并不是因为妇人的罪而死的。
She was thinking like the disciples in John chapter
9. 他的想法即是这个妇人他的想法呢就正如约翰福音第九章里面门徒的想法一样。
When they saw the blind man, they asked Jesus, "Who sinned, the man or his parents, to cause him to be born blind?"
当嗰班门徒睇见嗰位瞎眼嘅人咧，佢哋就问耶稣，就话啦：系边个犯咗罪咧？系呢个人咧，定系佢嘅父母犯咗罪咧
？Jesus said, "Neither he nor his parents, but that God may be glorified."
耶稣就话： 亦都唔系呢个人犯咗罪，亦都唔系佢嘅父母犯咗罪，而系要喺呢个人嘅身上显出神嘅作为。
We as people often draw a quick conclusion and pass rash judgments.
我哋咧系往往咧好轻易就去下一个结论，并且咧系会随便去扣人哋帽子嘅。
We make quick connection between sin and calamity.
我哋咧系好随意咧会将罪恶同埋灾祸咧系扯上关系嘅。
Instead, we should watch and see how God works.
其实咧，我哋系应该细心去观察神嘅作为。
And take these difficult circumstances and use them for His glory.
喺艰难嘅困境里边，系将一切嘅荣耀咧都归俾神。
I want to get away very quickly from this woman's guilt and anger to see how God's man reacted to this calamity.
现在呢，我们要从这个的妇人她的愤怒和罪疚感呢转过来去看以利亚这位的神人是怎样去面对灾祸的。
What did the man of God do to cause God to perform the very first resurrection ever recorded in the scripture?
神人以利亚究竟做了什么事，以致呢神行了圣经记载的第一件死人复活的神迹呢？
There are several things I want to tell you.
我呢就是想跟你去分享好几个重点的。
Take time to get a pen and write these things down.
请你呢是用些时间是拿支笔拿张纸呢是记低这些重点。
Verse
19. 在第十九节那里。
Elijah did not defend himself.
以利亚并没有为自己呢是去辩白。
That is the first thing.
这个呢是第一个的重点。
He did not try to give her a theological lesson.
他并没有呢是帮这个的妇人呢是上一堂神学课。
That's the second thing.
这个呢是第二个重点。
He did not condemn her false view of God.
他并没有呢是去责备这个妇人对神有错误的观点。
That's the third thing.
这个呢是第三个重点。
He did not defend himself.
他没有为自己辩白。
He did not try to give her a theological lesson.
他没有跟这个妇人上一堂的神学课。
He did not condemn her false view of God.
他没有责备妇人对神错误的观点。
Instead,
相反来讲呢
He said a few words.
他只是讲了几个字。
Give me your son.
他跟个妇人讲话将你的仔交给我了。
He had just been attacked and assaulted and reviled.
虽然呢以利亚他是被攻击被侮辱被咒骂。
But he knew that this was her pain talking.
他很了解呢这个是妇人在极度痛苦的时候所讲的说话。
He knew that this was hurt talking.
这个呢是一个受伤的人他的发泄来的。
He knew that this was guilt talking.
这个呢也都是罪疚感的那种的托词。
There are many times when you are in a pit of pain.
往往呢是当你身陷痛苦的深渊的时候。
That you lash out on those who are innocent.
你会呢是向那些无辜的人呢是去发泄你的怨气的。
There's something important for us to learn here from Elijah.
我们从以利亚的身上呢是可以学习一些很重要的功课的。
Elijah saved his questioning of God until he was alone with God.
以利亚呢他一路都没有去提出他的疑问，一直呢是等到他单独面对神的时候呢先至呢是提出他的疑问的。
Look at verse 20.
请你看看第二十节那里。
When Elijah carried the boy upstairs, he said to God,
当以利亚是抱住那个的小孩子是上楼的时候呢他就对神讲了。
Oh Lord God, why?
他就跟神说，耶和华神啊，究竟为什么呢？
Here is that why again.
这里呢，是再次出现为什么，再次出现为什么这一句的问话的。
I don't want you to miss this point.
请你呢，是千万不要错过这一个的重点。
Elijah never said that downstairs where the unbeliever was struggling with that same situation.
在楼下的时候，即是还未上楼的时候，以利亚一路都是保持缄默，他没有好像一些的非信徒那样，在面对很多挣扎的时候是发出很多的声音。
I want to tell you something very honestly.
好坦白咁样去同你讲啊。
Verse 20 is not a very good prayer.
其实以利亚喺廿一节所讲嘅说话咧，并唔系一篇好好嘅祷告嘅祷文嚟嘅。
In fact, I can tell you categorically that it was a bad prayer.
事实上咧，这个可以话系一个好差嘅祈祷添。
Even though it was Elijah, the man of God, who prayed it.
即使啊，呢个系以利亚呢一位属神嘅人嘅祷告。
Elijah was just as wrong as the widow was.
以利亚所犯嘅错误咧，同嗰位寡妇咧系一样嘅。
But he was perplexed.
但系佢嘅情况咧系更加复杂嘅。
He was agitated.
佢咧当时好激动。
He must have had some fondness for the boy.
好显然咧，佢系好中意呢个细路仔嘅。
But his prayer was wrong.
但是他当时的祷告呢是错了。
It accused God of bringing tragedy by causing the widow's son to die.
他控诉神使到寡妇的仔死了，形成了这个的悲剧。
Listen carefully, please.
请你咧系仔细去留心听我讲啊。
God is an awesomely good God.
神系绝对咧系一位善良嘅神。
Because God is an awesomely merciful good God.
因为佢极其慈悲，极其善良。
He allows us to say some very sorry prayers sometimes.
有时咧，佢系容许我哋讲出一啲咧，我哋将来会后悔嘅祷告嘅。
Especially when we are confused and agitated.
尤其咧系当我哋好困惑，当我哋咧系好激动嘅时候所讲嘅祷告。
God is not going to get dizzy and fall off his throne because you prayed a bad prayer.
神唔会因为你祷告冒犯咗佢咧而晕低嘅。
I can't imagine God in heaven looking down and saying.
我冇办法去想象神喺天上边望住我哋嘅时候话
：，I am not going to take any more of this bad prayer。
我咧唔能够再容忍你哋呢啲咁差嘅祷告啦。
No，
我唔会想象到咁样嘅情景。
God is an infinitely merciful God。
神系嗰位有无尽嘅怜悯嘅神。
Then there's a third thing I want to share with you today。
咁今日咧，我要仲同你去分享咧，系第三件事。
Your intense and persistent praying according to the will of God makes a difference。
只要你持久嘅、迫切嘅，系符合神嘅心意咁去祷告咧，你就能够咧系扭转乾坤噶啦。
I don't mean that you may be able to perform resurrection。
我并唔系指咧你能够去行死人复活嘅奇迹。
But when you have nothing left except God,
但是当你除了神之外是一无所有的时候，
when you are stripped yourself of everything except God,
当你为了神的缘故而去放弃你所拥有的一切的时候，
when you have taken hold of the horns of the altar and persist in prayer,
当你紧紧地去抓住祭坛的一角，很迫切地去祷告的时候，
Your prayer will make a difference.
你的祷告就能够起死回生了。
There is a fourth principle here I want to teach you.
还有第四个的原则，第四个的重点呢，我是要告诉你听的。
Elijah went to the place where he had met God on a daily basis.
以利亚他来到他每日朝见神的地方。
Elijah went to the prophet's chamber where he communed with God on a regular basis.
以利亚来到先知的内室，那个呢，就是他固定和神相交的房。
He went upstairs.
他呢，是行上楼上。
The place that had already been sanctified by the hours spent in prayer.
那里呢，是成为了他长时间祷告神的圣所。
And when calamity came, he took the calamity to that place.
当灾难系临到嘅时候咧，佢就将灾难系带到去呢一个圣所里边。
Do you have a place where you meet God on a regular basis?
你有冇一个固定去朝见神嘅地方咧？
Do you have a place that is set aside so that when calamity strikes, when your life's blasting blows you away, you know where to go?
当灾难是突然侵袭你的时候，令到你是没有办法招架，这一刻你是不是有一个避难所的呢？
Look at verse 21.
请你是看第21节。
And I want you to notice the intensity by which the man of God prayed.
我好想请你咧，系特别嘅去留意神人嘅祷告系几咁迫切。
He stretched himself upon the boy three times。
以利亚当时咧系三次伏喺呢个细路仔嘅身上去求告神。
Why did he do that？
点解以利亚要咁样做咧
？The Bible does not tell us。
圣经咧系并冇咧系向我哋解释点解佢要咁样做。
This is the first resurrection ever recorded in the Word of God.
呢一次咧系圣经第一次记载死人复活嘅事。
Elijah did not have a manual to go to and look up how to raise people from the dead.
以利亚咧，佢手头系并冇一本起死回生嘅说明书，教佢点样咧去行呢个神迹。
I think the old man was so broken-hearted and weeping that he didn't know anything else to do.
我想这个的时候呢，他已经是伤心到是六神无主了。
He thought he would do whatever it takes.
他一心一意呢，只是想尽他所能去救这个小孩子。
As if he was trying to pass his own vitality upon the dead body in front of him.
就好像呢，将自己的生命力传送到呢，他眼前那个毫无生气的躯壳里面。
This is a picture of the kind of prayer that does something with God.
这个的画面呢，就表现出与神同工的一个的祈祷。
In this humble home of a Phoenician Gentile Baal worshipping woman,
在这个卑微的腓尼基的外邦人，这一位崇拜巴力假神的妇人屋企里面，
God did the first recorded resurrection in the Word of God.
神呢就行咗圣经记载嘅第一次死人复活嘅神迹。
It was not in Jerusalem.
呢个神迹呢并唔系发生喺耶路撒冷。
It was not in Galilee.
并唔系发生喺加利利嗰度。
It was in Zarephath.
而系呢发生喺撒勒法呢个地方。
I want you to look at God's response.
请你留心神呢当时是有什么回应啊。
First, see how restrained the word of God is.
首先请你呢是看一看圣经简单扼要的记载神的话语是怎样的。
The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived.
耶和华应允以利亚的说话，就说这个小孩的灵魂仍然咧系入翻佢嘅身体，咁佢咧就系会复活噶啦。
Now, if movie makers were making a movie of that moment,
嗱，如果系制片人好想咧将呢一幕系拍成电影嘅话咧
，they probably would have included thousands of extras on the set。
咁佢哋好可能咧就会系营造成咧好热闹嘅大场面
，with angels singing and trumpets blowing。
可能周围咧系有天使喺度唱歌，有号角咧喺度系发出一啲嘅声音。
But that is not the way God's word is presented to us.
但是神的话语呢并不是这样去描述的。
There is no showmanship.
是根本呢没有去炫耀什么。
There are no television cameras.
也都呢没有去张扬，没有呢是用电视或者是摄录机去做什么。
There are no fundraising gimmicks.
也都呢是没有一些好像用筹款啊等等的招式的。
That boy did not write the best-selling novel about what is on the other side of death.
而在这件事之后，那个小孩子也都没有出版一本畅销书去描述他的濒死的经历。
No.
绝对是没有的。
These are all man's ways.
刚才讲的呢都是一些人的方法来的。
God's way is very simple.
神的方法呢是非常之简单，非常之简约的。
You don't have to try to convince anyone when it is the word of God.
神的话语是不需要呢去说服人的。
You don't have to explain it away.
神的话语呢是不需要诸多解释的。
This is the secret of the authority of the word of God.
这个呢就是神的话语那种的权柄背后的奥秘了。
That is how you know that it is the word of God.
凭这一点，你就知道是神的话语了。
It is unexplainable.
这一点是不需要再去解释的。
It simply says God did it.
就好像直接这样去说神做了这件事了。
And what is the unbeliever's response?
那那些非信徒究竟有什么反应呢？
God did it.
是神做到了。
Listen to what the woman said.
请你听一听这个的寡妇她当时怎样说呢？
Now I know that you are a man of God.
她说我现在知道你是神人了。
Why?
为什么她这样说呢？
She saw the reality and the intensity and the integrity of faith under fire.
因为她亲眼看见经过火炼的信心是几咁真实，是几咁坚定，同埋是几咁忠诚的。
She testified to the word of God when she said,
她见证话，
I know that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth.
她说耶和华藉你口所讲的说话是真的。
This woman was honored in Hebrews 11:35.
在希伯来书的11:35那里呢是尊崇这一位的妇人。
She was listed in the Saints Hall of Fame with all the big names like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Sarah.
是将她呢跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、撒拉这些的信心伟人呢是并列的。
Hebrews 11:35 says,
希伯来书的11:35那里说，
Women received back their dead raised to life again.
他说有妇人得自己的死人复活。
This widow whose name we do not know.
我们不知道他的名字是什么。
Made the roll call of faith of all times.
但是历世历代他呢都是被列在这个信心的名人榜上面的。
She came to know the living God.
是因为他认识了那位永生的神。
Is your name written in the Faith Hall of Fame?
你的名字是不是都是列在信心的名人榜上面呢？
You might think that nobody knows your name.
或者你认为自己只不过是无名小卒。
But God does.
但是神是认识你的。
He knows you by name.
神是知道你的名字的。
And he's inviting you to come to him.
神而家就嚟邀请你去归向佢。
I pray that you do so.
我恳求你咁样去做。
Until next time, we wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候，我哋再听一首《只有你永恒的主》啊。
谁知心痛苦？谁解心里忧？谁可于这刻伴我身边诉？只有你永恒的主，每一刻等待静听心声，谁牺牲付出，谁舍尊降卑，谁于漆黑中让每点光照遍，只有你永恒的主。 的主，带出光辉，令我温暖。人海中常失落，每天感到压迫苦困，还愿你每天也纪念。求恩主启迪，使我能知道你是永恒，你是盼望，常在我心。容许我靠近你，永远没挂虑。容许我爱慕你，因你是我力量。明天纵有幻变，求你引导，愿此生全为你走。心痛苦，谁解心里忧？谁可于这刻伴我身边诉？只有你，永恒的主，每一刻等待，静听心声。谁牺牲苦作？谁舍尊降卑？谁于漆黑中让每点光照遍？只有你，永恒的主，带出光辉，令我温暖。人海中常失落，每天感动压迫苦困，还愿你每天也记主启迪，使我能知道你是永恒，你是盼望，常在我心。容许我靠近你，永远没挂虑。容许我爱慕你，因你是我力量。明天纵有幻变，求你引导，愿此生全为你走过。能使我满足只有你。
今天马克牧师在分享里面是带出了几个重点，就是当面对一些苦难，或者是其他人经历苦难的时候，以利亚有一些做法是值得我们学习的。第一，就是他没有为自己辩白；第二，就是他没有去帮那些经历苦难的人去上神学课；第三，就是他没有去责备这个妇人对神有错误的观点；而第四呢，就是在每一天我们都去朝见神，每一天都能够跟神是有相交，是有亲密的关系。咁希望呢，大家听完马克牧师嘅分享之后呢，都能够係攞返列王纪上嘅17章呢，係去重温，并且呢係学习以利亚嘅好榜样。好啦，今集嘅天路导向嚟到呢一度，我哋下集再会。